Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And heck, just go there to do that. That'd be a good reason just to go there. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. My blog is there. We update that every day. My knowledge base is there. Lots and lots of stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Tracy Eden is with us. Tracy is the National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group in Atlanta. And Tracy, how do we find you guys online?
CFgroup.net.
CFgroup.net. So check it out. They can find out and read about more about your products. And now, can you do business? I'm assuming because of your title, you can do business across the country.
Yeah. The way that if they needed to communicate with somebody, if they call the number on the web, it'll direct them to our local representative in their area.
Okay.
It just does a routing to that local office. So we've got 14 professionals throughout the U.S. and Canada.
All right. Sounds good. Well, so check that out, folks. Say it again. Website again, please.
www.cfgroup.net.
CFgroup.net. Don't forget that. Okay.
Net.
So, Tracy, in the previous segment we talked about, we exposed the dummies who think they know what's going on out there on Main Street, and they really don't. However, you and I, in our infinite wisdom, do know what's going on in Main Street. So, what do you think? What are you seeing out there? What do you think is going to be the key? What is the real support that small businesses need from a capitalization standpoint?
I think we've got to create a foundation, a base for them to start to feel that we've kind of got something to step up from. And right now, with all of the political jargon coming out and what everybody's hearing about spending and the budget and this and that, it's got a lot of our clients and prospects that we talk to fearful of what's going on. And when you've got that kind of in the back of your mind, I think it creates some inability of making decisions as to how to move forward.
What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of the impact of health care, for example, the cost that's going to be put on them to bear. They're mm-hmm. afraid of...
It's unknown. It's unknown, and that's fearful, isn't it?
Nothing has been clarified. There's no transparency to
and,
it.
And when the government is planning something like that and you don't know the details, it's like double jeopardy, isn't it?
If
a customer doesn't give you the details, you know, that's single jeopardy. If the government, you know, is holding something back from you, that's double jeopardy.
That's exactly right. And you know, until they can get some unification across the whole political jargon, you're going to have challenges for small businesses. Ultimately,
yep.
You know, Walmart has got to order more goods in order for XYZ importer to have a pickup in product getting to
right.
them. And that's got to come from you and I wanting to go to Walmart to buy more of these
right.
goods.
That's right. That's right.
And it's just not occurring.
So fear's a big deal, and no amount of tax breaks or loans to independent banks or anything else is gonna make people hire more people until they're not fearful.
Well, I think until they can start executing on these policies that are out there that can affect small business. Last night they talked about there were some quotes on implementing some trade things with some other countries. Well, that's already been out there. Why don't
yeah.
they ratify them?
They've been.
Let's
they've, see, that's
going.
The thing. I don't know if you noticed, but when President Obama in his State of the Union speech talked about that and mentioned Colombia by name. Miss Pelosi did not jump up and applaud that one, because she's been one of the people who's been blocking that.
Right.
That's been the Colombia trade agreement's been on the lying fallow, waiting to be signed for years.
Right.
But go ahead. What else? What are other
well,
things?
Well, and I think until they can get things like that solidified, I think some of these tax breaks that they're talking about pulling back are going to have some impact. You know, the unknown uncertainty of the health care. I mean, I employ 52 people across the United States, and based on the preliminary drafting of that bill in Congress, there's quite a hefty tax I'm going to have to pay. And I'm not a Cadillac tax, a Cadillac healthcare product to my employees, but it's going to be a cost on top of a pretty expensive cost they already...
But what you don't know is what they define as Cadillac today may not be what they define as Cadillac when they pass the bill or how it gets adjusted a year later.
Right. No, that is,
and that's the double jeopardy from the government part, see, because they, if the government gets control of that, they can raise taxes, they can raise those rates and move them up and down with impunity because it's the law now. But if a business gives you that price and raises them a year from now, you can fire them. That's what I mean by double jeopardy.
They can turn the tax code, I mean the health care code, into the same situation my CPA deals with the tax code.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's going to take somebody reviewing that every year to see what's changed.
How about the cap and trade bill? You know, small businesses are afraid. They don't know if that passes that the president's pushing really hard for. What will my energy bill be a year from now?
That'll be catastrophic. I'm glad you brought that up. That will be catastrophic.
Yeah.
I mean, the ramifications of so many things that they've got on the board, nobody has really, you know, I think in Washington, nobody's really looked all the way down to the trickle-down effect, if you will, to the small business, which is responsible for, you know, a huge percentage of our economy.
I think President Obama needs better small business advisors, don't you?
I haven't seen any, though.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Hey, thanks for being here, Tracy.
I appreciate
it. Give us the website quickly one more time.
www.cfgroup.net.
Thank you for being here, Tracy Edens. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.